Welcome to Shift Change, the Idaho Manufacturing Podcast. Over the course of about 20 minutes, we bring you conversations on AI, tech, and the future of Idaho manufacturing. Funding for this program comes from Total Care IT, your Idaho-based IT and cybersecurity partner for manufacturers.
Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine you're running a bustling manufacturing plant. Machines are humming, orders are flying, and every second of uptime is absolutely critical.
Absolutely critical.
But what happens when the very technology powering it all starts to falter? You know, when a small glitch threatens to bring your entire operation to a grinding halt.
It's a scenario nobody wants to face.
Exactly. So today, we're diving into the essential world of industrial IT services. We're looking specifically at how a company like Total Care IT approaches the unique tech demands of manufacturers, builders, engineers.
Yeah, it's a very specific niche.
Our mission in this deep dive isn't just to tell you what they do, but, you know, to cut through the jargon and get to the heart of why proactive strategic IT isn't a luxury anymore. It's really the bedrock of success in these complex environments.
That's right.
You'll hopefully walk away with a clearer idea of why just fixing things really isn't enough and what proactive security truly means on a, well, on a factory floor.
And what's fascinating here, really, is how often these industrial operations rely on this intricate blend. You've got cutting-edge innovations right alongside deeply entrenched legacy systems.
That sounds like a recipe for complexity.
It definitely is. That mix creates unique vulnerabilities for sure, but also, you know, significant opportunities for efficiency that maybe many companies are just now starting to really tap into.
Okay.
So we're going to explore how comprehensive IT support doesn't just like manage this intricate dance, but actually helps choreograph it for the best performance and security.
Right. So when we talk about managed IT services, what exactly are we referring to? Because like you said, it's much, much more than just calling someone when your computer breaks down.
Way more.
Our sources show that really effective managed IT for industrial clients isn't just a reactive help desk. It's more like a comprehensive ecosystem built for continuous operation.
Yeah, think of it like having an entire tech department ready to go, but without all that overhead.
Okay, so what does that typically include?
Well, you've got your friendly service desk for the daily tech issues, right?
Sure, the day-to-day stuff.
Then robust infrastructure support. That's your critical routers, switches, servers, crucial data backup and recovery systems, which we'll definitely talk more about.
Super important.
And maybe most importantly, continuous monitoring. Looking at the health, the wellness, the uptime of your entire tech environment. It's about spotting potential issues before they become big problems.
Okay, proactive monitoring.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, for industrial companies, this isn't just about convenience. It is fundamentally about production continuity and, frankly, survival.
You mentioned downtime costs earlier.
Yeah. The sources suggest for a typical mid-sized industrial plant, just 1 hour of unexpected downtime, it could cost upwards of $20,000.
Wow.
And that's not just lost production. Think about the ripple effects. Supply chain disruptions, maybe eroded customer confidence.
Yeah.
It cascades.
That often goes uncalculated, I bet.
You know, it really does. And this is precisely why our sources highlight Total Care IT's core promises. These really address this head on. And honestly, they represent what any top tier provider should deliver.
Okay, what are they?
Number one, upfront and honest communication. Clients apparently consistently cite this as the best part. No surprises, no tech speak obscurity.
Transparency, good.
Second, an impressive 19-minute average rapid response time. The focus is keeping people working, fixing problems fast to avoid those productivity drains.
19 minutes is fast.
It is. Yeah. And the key part, direct access to an engineer, not a dispatcher, not a generic call center. You get expertise right away.
That makes a difference.
Huge difference. And third, a relentless focus on security. This means no band-aid fixes. It's about ensuring critical data and profits are always protected, doing things right the first time to meet compliance needs.
That focus on doing things right the first time, that leads us somewhere interesting, doesn't it? Beyond just fixing broken things.
Definitely. It moves away from that reactive cycle.
Right, because so many businesses get stuck there, just fixing problems as they pop up. But what if you could anticipate issues, strategically plan your technology future, turn IT from, you know, a cost center into a real growth engine?
That's the goal.
This is where it gets really interesting with the concept of a virtual CIO or VCIO.
Ah, yes, the VCIO.
So a VCIO isn't just another tech person, right? They provide executive-level IT strategy,
yeah,
but without the cost of a full-time hire. They're like your personalized IT director.
But with maybe a more objective external perspective. That's often the key insight. They aren't bogged down in the daily firefights.
Good point. So they can see the strategic forest for the tactical trees, maybe?
Exactly. They can guide decisions that internal teams, even really skilled ones, might miss just because they're too close to the problem.
So what do they actually do? What are the key services?
Well, things like technology alignment reviews. Engineers will meticulously assess your entire IT environment top to bottom. They collect data, gain crucial insights into strengths, weaknesses.
Okay, a deep assessment.
Which then leads to technology roadmaps. These are concrete recommendations, identified projects,
yeah,
creating clear 6, 12, maybe 18-month plans, and budgeting processes to go with them.
Oh, budgeting. That's key.
Absolutely. The sources give a great example. A manufacturing client had these recurring server problems. The VCIO came in, provided multiple options, guided the leadership team in deciding.
So helping make the call.
Yes, and identified security policies that needed implementing, even helped set up like a 5-year life cycle for computers to spread out IT spending, avoid those big CapEx spikes.
That's smart. So the VCIO isn't just tech, they're almost a financial strategist for IT.
In a way, yes. It's a truly smart approach. But this raises an important question, right? How does this strategic approach really benefit businesses, especially those maybe used to just reacting?
Yeah, what's the tangible benefit?
It directly tackles common headaches, things like scalability challenges, inconsistent IT performance, you know, outdated tech that's secretly draining resources.
And silent killers.
Exactly. And the big one, lack of long-term planning. So ultimately, it ensures IT isn't working in a silo. It actively supports the bigger business goals. It's about proactive prevention, future-proofing.
Makes sense.
Though it's easy to get excited about these strategies, but the sources also hint that, you know, for companies really steeped in that break-fixes culture, making the shift takes real internal commitment, too, not just hiring someone. It's a mindset change.
That's a very fair point. It takes two to tango. Okay, speaking of vulnerabilities and proactive measures, let's zoom in on a topic that probably keeps every industrial leader up at night.
Oh, yeah.
Cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah. Critical.
Because in an industrial setting, cyber threats aren't just about stealing data from office computers, are they? They can physically halt production, damage expensive equipment, even threaten worker safety.
That physical safety aspect is huge. It's a critical distinction many people miss when thinking about industrial cybersecurity versus, say, retail or finance.
The challenges here seem really unique, too. You've got legacy control systems, yeah, maybe never designed for internet connection, rugged environments, maybe rural locations with iffy infrastructure.
All true. And you're dealing with operational technology, OT, things like SCADA systems.
Remind us what SCADA is.
Sure. Supervisory control and data acquisition. Systems that monitor and control facilities or processes remotely. And PLCs, programmable logic controllers, the sort of digital brains running automated processes right on the factory floor.
Okay, so OT plus all the internet-connected machinery running 24/7, that's a lot to protect.
It is. And TotalCare IT, the sources show, takes this layered approach. They recognize no single magic bullet works.
Layers, like an onion.
Kinda, yeah. It starts with protecting the device itself, using endpoint security, secure access service edge, or SASE's tools for everything from desktops to IoT-enabled manufacturing gear, stopping viruses, catching attacks, making sure updates happen.
Okay, device level, what's next?
Protecting the network. Advanced firewalls, intrusion detection systems, real-time threat intelligence, blocking unauthorized access, preventing data breaches, protecting those critical assets like CAD files, IP, inventory data.
Got it. Device network.
And then creating a service edge. Think of it like a fortified cloud-based perimeter. Your first line of defense, filtering out malicious sites and phishing before they even get near your internal network.
Like a digital moat around the castle.
Good analogy. It's about building that strong digital fortress. And compliance is huge here, too, especially for DoD contractors dealing with CUI.
CUI being controlled unclassified information.
Right, where CMMC compliance, that's the cybersecurity maturity model certification, is essential. But it's also relevant for ITAR, NIST standards, even your own internal security rules.
It sounds complex.
It can be. Think of it like building a cyber safety culture, similar to physical safety on the shop floor.
How so?
Well, just like you have safety glasses or lockout procedures to prevent physical accidents, digital safety prevents those simple, avoidable mistakes. Clicking the wrong link, using unsecured Wi-Fi.
Human error.
Exactly. It's about habits, awareness, and having the right tools to minimize that risk. And of course, backup and disaster recovery.
Crucial.
Yeah.
Not just a thumb drive in a drawer, I hope.
Oh, definitely not. This is about building resilient systems, working silently, automatically, securely, so you can get fast, painless restoration from server failures, accidental deletions, or, heaven forbid, ransomware.
So TotalCare IT acts like this digital safety net then, catching you before you even know you're falling sometimes.
That's a good way to put it. And what's truly fascinating here is just how specialized this security needs to be. It's absolutely not a generic one-size-fits-all solution.
Tailored to the industry.
Meticulously tailored to the specific OT, the regulatory demands. Think about agricultural manufacturing. Season-critical uptime is everything. You've got SCADA, PLCs, controlling irrigation, harvesting.
High stakes.
Or food manufacturing. On-prem data, traceability, strict FDA-USDA standards. A breach could literally compromise consumer safety.
Right.
Metal manufacturing, valuable CAD files, complex ERP systems integrating everything. The challenges of shop floor Wi-Fi in harsh places.
Different risk again.
Weapons manufacturing. Intense challenges. ATF rules, serialized tracking, CUI, plus their prime targets for cyber espionage.
Makes sense.
Even wood and timber. Ruggedized computers needing segmented networks to separate OT from IT, protecting against dust or vibration interference. Each one demands a distinct, thoughtful, highly customized approach.
So it's not just about having layers, but making sure the right layers are integrated correctly for that specific environment.
Precisely. And integrating them seamlessly without creating operational bottlenecks. That's where that engineering quality we talked about earlier becomes absolutely critical.
Okay, so what does this all mean for real businesses, like the ones listening?
Yeah.
How do these strategies actually translate into benefits on the ground?
Let's look at some examples.
Yeah, let's hear from some of TotalCare IT's clients. Take Reed's Dairy, a food manufacturer, client since 2008, dealing with multiple locations. They needed responsive, knowledgeable IT.
And what do they gain?
They got peace of mind, proactive monitoring, that direct engineer access, resolving issues within that 19-minute average. The owner, Alan Reed, said, I just don't have to worry about our computers or server anymore.
Peace of mind. That's valuable. It reduces executive stress, not just improves efficiency.
Absolutely. Then there's Rule Steel, metal manufacturing. They switched from an older provider, slow responses, patchy support, the usual story.
Okay.
Rule Steel experienced rapid onboarding, like a week, not the month they expected, and saw a new employee setup ticket closed in just 17 minutes.
Wow, 17 minutes for a new hire setup. That's impressive.
Their HR manager, Nikki Schell, said, I honestly wish I would have found them sooner. She mentioned learning about over-communicating expectations, planning handoffs. So, good process improvements, too.
That shows how IT directly impacts HR and operations, getting new hires productive immediately.
For sure. Then, in ag manufacturing, Thresher Wheat, a multi-site grain facility. They had fragmented IT support across locations.
Common problem for distributed operations.
They achieved vertically integrated IT support through a co-managed model. Consolidated vendors, improved uptime, standardized practices everywhere.
Ah, so unifying the strategy for a complex setup, that's powerful.
And one more, Mountain West products, wood and timber bark and mulch. They needed reliable backups and monitoring, but didn't have in-house IT.
Okay, outsourcing need.
They gained a huge sense of relief. Daily managed backups, direct engineer access from a local team. The CFO, Jeff Rydalch, said knowing data is backed up daily and restorable helps him start each morning off right.
That really underscores that reliability isn't just technical. It fosters business confidence, helps people sleep at night.
Exactly.
What's really compelling here, listening to these stories, is how they all echo that common theme, right? The shift from seeing IT purely as a cost center, just an expense.
Right, a necessary evil sometimes.
To recognizing it as a strategic partnership, delivering tangible, measurable business benefits, peace of mind, faster responses, better uptime, stronger security. It's about building trust and ensuring consistent, secure delivery.
It sounds like the impact is really on the people and the business bottom line, not just the tech itself.
That's exactly it. It's easy to get caught up in the technology, but the real story is the business impact.
So TotalCare IT understands businesses are different. They offer two main ways to work with them, right? Two main service models.
Yeah, flexibility is key.
There's the completely managed outsourced IT. That's where their full team basically becomes your IT department, handling everything tech, compliance.
The whole package.
Or if you already have internal IT staff, there's a co-managed IT partnership, this augments your team. They bring in their expertise for maybe service desk escalations, advanced cybersecurity, long-term planning.
Filling the gaps, elevating the existing team. It's a partnership model.
And these services are really designed for those industrial companies we've been talking about, manufacturing, construction, engineering.
Oh, yeah.
Typically, 20-plus employees or maybe 15-plus for weapons manufacturing due to the complexity.
And crucially, companies that see cybersecurity as an investment, not just a cost, and value that ongoing IT leadership.
Right. And geography. They're based in Idaho, Boise and Idaho Falls, serving East and West Idaho. But they support clients nationwide.
Yeah, that's important. They use remote services extensively, of course. But they'll also fly to locations for planned visits if needed or coordinate with trusted local IT partners for emergencies. So support wherever you are.
Good to know. And they handle a wide range of systems. Microsoft 365, Google Workspace, Windows, Mac, mobile platforms, even Linux.
Pretty comprehensive, yeah. Covering the common bases.
So connecting this back to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's really about adaptability and maybe pragmatism.
I think that's a great way to put it. They understand most environments aren't perfect starting out. They don't expect some pristine, standardized setup on day one.
They meet you where you are.
Exactly. They come in, they learn your unique factory floor, your team dynamics, your specific machines, your business goals, and then they build a practical, tailored plan that fits your real world, not some textbook ideal.
That highlights something important, doesn't it? Successful IT partnerships need that flexibility, that genuine willingness to understand the client's operational reality.
Absolutely fundamental.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. We've seen how strategic IT, proactive cybersecurity, and a truly responsive partnership can really transform operations, even in these super demanding industrial sectors.
It goes way beyond just keeping the lights on.
Right. It's about securing uptime, safeguarding that invaluable data, and critically aligning technology with your core business mission, driving growth, building resilience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening, if you're a manufacturer, a builder, an engineer, maybe think about your own IT setup.
Mm.
Are you getting the kind of support that's as dynamic, as forward-thinking as your business needs?
Are your systems really ready for what's next?
Or are you just getting by with those risky Band-Aid fixes we mentioned earlier?
Which leads to a final thought, perhaps. This raises an important question. In an era where digital threats are constantly evolving, where supply chains are more interconnected than ever, where OT is becoming increasingly integrated,
yeah.
Is your current IT approach truly an investment in your future competitiveness, or is it actually an unmanaged risk to your present stability? It's not just about the hardware you own anymore. It's about that holistic security, that strategic alignment, that proactive partnership that truly drives lasting success.
And ensures your plant keeps humming.
Exactly. Keeps everything running smoothly and securely.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Shift Change. To learn more about how IT can help your manufacturing business invest in future competitiveness, reach out to Total Care IT today.